morning. I'm Pastor Kevin.
And I'm Pastor Sherry.
We're the pastors of Grace Christian Center. We're delighted to have you with us this morning. We are honored that you are here. This is a great day. We're going to celebrate in His presence. Now, that doesn't mean I don't know there are things going on all around the earth, all around our nation.
Sure.
But we're here to declare that our God is great. He's the God of every man, woman, and child if you surrender to Him. Black, yellow, white, red, all are precious in His sight. So let's worship together here. It goes like this. Grace is rising, eyes are turning to you, we turn to you. Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you, we long for you. Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. And in your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away, Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. And we welcome you here with us this morning. It's a joy, it's an honor to have you here. We're excited to be sharing His presence together with you and the Word of God together with you. Let's say our scripture, shall we? Every week at Grace Christian Center, we declare this scripture as we begin. Psalm 118, verse 24 says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." So we welcome you, those who are here with us. We see quite a number of you on, but a few of you, we can only see if you like it and you post a comment in there. So please feel free to do that. Sherry, you want to say good morning to some folks?
To Kathy Lunsford and Shanta. Hi, Penny and Jerry Joseph, Stephen Olivito and the family. It's good to see you all.
Amen. So shall we pray together and we commit all of this to Him this morning. Father, we thank you for the privilege of being your people. We're excited to be here with you. We're excited to come and worship you, Lord. Father, we are not unaware of what's happening everywhere. We just believe that you're still on the throne and you have all the answers. You are the answer. Lord, we pray for our nation that you'll sweep over every street, bathe every city, every county, every village, every state with the blood of Jesus. Oh God, pour out your Spirit, bring a fresh awakening in the darkest times of our own nation and in the world. You have birthed a great revival, not just a simple revival here or there, but a great awakening to spread around the world that people will come to you. Lord, you're the one who heals the hearts. You're the one who heals the races as we see Jew and Gentile worship you together in Antioch. And we see all so many nations moved on by the Spirit of God on the day of Pentecost. We believe you, Lord, and we believe you are able. Now, Lord, we commit this time to you and pray that you will be glorified in this place, in Jesus' name. And they all said,
amen.
Amen. Again, we're honored you're here with us. We're grateful. We say hi to Bronwyn as well. Bronwyn's with us.
So
anyway, good morning, everybody. If we don't say hi to you, it's not that we're leaving you out. We haven't seen your name yet, but we're just delighted you're here. Pastor Sherry, the Lord's given you some really great things. Would you please lead us in prayer? By the way, as we are sharing with you this morning, before she shares, this morning is our time we're going to celebrate communion. Normally we do that on the first Sunday of every month, but last week there was an important burden from the Lord about racism that we wanted to share, and so we said we'll do communion today. So if you have your fruit of the vine, your juice, and your crackers or bread, whatever you use, we will do that at the end of the service. In fact, Pastor Sherry will lead us in communion this morning. So I'm looking forward to that and hope you are as well. All right, Pastor Sherry.
We're in Psalm 71. I'm sharing from verses 22 through 24. My loving God, the harp in my heart will praise you. Your faithful heart toward us will be the theme of my song.
Yes.
Melodies and music will rise to you, the Holy One of Israel. I will shout and sing your praises for you, for all that you are to me.
Yep.
Savior, lover of my soul, I'll never stop telling others how perfect you are.
Yes, indeed.
I saw many things in this psalm as I read it from several translations. And the thing that I love the most is the fact that it's a song and psalm about relationship.
Beautiful.
Relationship. It says, my God. Not only my God, but my loving God. So the psalmist is saying, I know you. I know you, God. And God, you're not just a God of judgment, but you're a loving God. You love me. I'm
Beautiful.
Secure in you.
Beautiful.
So of course the harp in my heart will indeed praise you.
Beautiful.
I'll praise you because you love me. Your faithful heart towards us will be the theme of my song. He's saying, God, your faithful heart towards me, toward us.
Thank you.
That's my song.
Yes, yes,
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Relationship again. He knows that God has a faithful heart to
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Relationship, relationship, relationship.
Beautiful.
And then he calls him the Holy One of Israel. And in the King James, it says, your righteousness, your holy Lord God. And I am so thankful he is.
Amen.
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 And I am so thankful that he died for me.
Beautiful.
And I get to stand, therefore, in his holiness. It says, I will shout and sing your praises for all that you are to me. God, you're not just one thing, you're everything to
yes,
me.
Indeed.
You're everything good. You are everything to me. Again, relationship, putting us close, twisting us together. I am twisted together with the Father, Son, and Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
And then he says, Savior. And not just Savior, but Savior, comma, lover of my soul.
I love it.
You are indeed Lord God,
yes.
the lover of my soul. Sometimes when I am not the lover of my soul, have you ever been in that position where you didn't like you?
Yeah.
You didn't like what you just did. You didn't like what you just said. You don't like you. So then I call on him and I say, Jesus, lover of my soul, change my heart.
Excellent.
Even change my heart about me. Let me see me with you living through me.
Yes.
That holiness might come forth, not because of what I've done, but because I've simply yielded to you.
Yes.
Oh, Savior. Lover of my soul.
Oh, I love it.
Can we sing and shout praises this morning?
Yes,
right there
can.
In your own homes.
Yes,
I want
can.
You to just shout to the Lord as we're praising him. We can sing Hosanna to him. We can sing and praise him.
Yes.
We are so thankful for you, Lord. We're so thankful, Jesus, for what you did for us.
Yes,
we're so
yes.
thankful that you sent the Holy Spirit to baptize us in your Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
That we might have fellowship with the Father
yeah.
and the Son.
So true.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord,
thank you,
for
Lord.
All you've done. And thank you, Psalmist, for writing these precious words. So
Beautiful.
We have them and we can share them in our own hearts.
Beautiful.
Jesus, you're coming and you're coming soon and we love you.
Yes, we do.
Everything within us. Now, do what I just did. Send Jesus a kiss. That's
Amen.
Why he likes to come to our church. You know? He likes to watch our services because he knows he's going to get a kiss.
He doesn't just watch. He's
Amen.
Right here with us.
Amen.
We're two or more
Amen.
Gathered in his name. There
Amen.
He is. Honey, there's several more to say hello
oh,
to.
Oh, wow. Cindy, Norburns, hi. It's nice to see you. And Susan, it's nice to have you with us from California. Jim and Lynn, and kisses to the birthday girl, Daria. She had a birthday this week.
Happy birthday,
and
Daria.
George and Harriet and Andrea and Dan Withers, Joseph Guerrera, Kathy and Carolyn, and Bronwyn, good morning. Good morning to you, Bronwyn, from Yummy Too. Amen.
Yeah. Anyway, we love you guys. We might miss some of the names, but we're just delighted you're here with us. Come and worship with us this morning, and we thank you, Lord, that you are here. We're going to start with that first song again. Here we go. Praise is rising, eyes are turning to you. Hope is turning, our yearning for you. We long for you. Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. And in your presence, all our fears are washed away. Wash away, Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come and dwell among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hear the sound of hearts returning to you. We turn to you. Oh, let your kingdom draw dim lights up in you. You make us new. Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. And in your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away, Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saved us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come and dwell among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us. We welcome you here. We want your will among us. We want you to have your way among us. We are so grateful to be your people. It is a joy to be his, isn't it? Again, we welcome you here with us this morning. A delight to have Elaine with us this morning. So good to see you, Elaine. And again, Bronwyn says hi to Yummy, Sherry. So anyway, we're just delighted to be here with you. And there are some others that watch from watch parties, and we're honored to have you with us as well. We may not see all your names and say all your names, but we're just delighted to be able to worship the Lord with you. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my
sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. We'll do that part again. Here we go, for the beginning. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, again. Easy parts. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, again. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. Sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. Oh yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Now what I'd like you to do with me is just go ahead and take those pains, those concerns, those issues of your heart, and I'd like you to see them in your hands and just raise them up to the Lord. And I want you to just say, yes, Lord, I give it all to you. We exchange strength with you, Lord. Those who wait upon the Lord shall, it says in the Hebrew, they shall exchange their strength. We change that strength that we have that we don't have. And we give it all to you, our pain, our shame, our sickness, our sorrow. Lord, we give it all to you. And we pick up your grace, your mercy, exactly as Pastor Sherry shared this morning. What a great opening. You know, these messages, these services together, they stay on Facebook Live. They go to YouTube, GCC Port Ludlow. They go especially to our GraceChristianCenter.us website. We invite you there all the time. And you can review these again. Listen to what she had to say. She seeks the Lord for you for that opening and inspires us into worship. So I'm grateful for her, as you can tell. There's a song that goes like this. Expresses our heart to the Lord. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now?
wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Death could not hold you. The veil torn before you. You silenced the most of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. Powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing compares to this. Powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. There is no other name given to men whereby men and women and children, whereby people can be saved. Only the name of Jesus. We love and worship you, Lord. We worship you. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Tasted and seen the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, I tasted and she of the sweetest heart loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is untied. In your presence, Lord.
Since the Lord is telling me there are some in this watching this morning or this afternoon, whenever you watch it tonight, that your heart is fearful. You look around the earth and you go, how can any of this cauldron of division and hatred and anger ever be settled? And the Lord wants to remind you and me, all of us this morning, He is on the throne. He is well able. He knows you. Knows the number of hairs on your head, or in some cases, the lack thereof. But He knows you. Every concern that concerns you, He's got the heavy end of the load. His yoke is easy, His burden is light. Give Him your concerns this morning. Let the Spirit of God speak to you, minister to you, even as we minister our worship to Him. We say hi to the Perrymans, Laura and Charlie and Bill Fuller. Good to have you. Chris Cohen and the Klumpfels. Good to see you. And we're so glad that you're all here with us. Isn't He worthy of it all? We're going to do that song just one more time. Because He is worthy. And as you sing it, I want you to just declare it with a full heart of worship, won't you? You are worthy of it all. Just right now showing me the picture of somebody's hand. I don't see the person. I don't know the name. It might not be anybody who's online. Maybe somebody coming later, but you've crunched your hand. I see it by a piece of machinery, possibly even a garbage disposal, but you've injured your hand and somehow it's really creating consternation. The Lord's healing you right now. Jesus is healing you right now, taking away that soreness, that pain, that difficulty. Jesus wants you to know He loves you and He's healing. We just want to give the Lord room. I sense that somebody's, I want to say in your left cheek, your left butt cheek there, you sat hard on something. And it really jarred you. But the only thing that's left over, you were quite concerned, but the only thing that's left over is an aching pain in there. And the Lord's delivering you from that right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. We trust you for that, Lord Jesus. Isn't He worthy of it all? Worthy of all our praise. Worthy of all of our thanksgiving. Now, I don't want this to sound too generic, but I just know there's one more. I don't know who you are, but there's a sensing in my soul that you have been a faithful believer for quite some time, but you messed up. You made a mistake, you sinned, you grieved the Lord, and you need Him to heal you. He is the God that healeth thee. And right now, we speak to your soul and to your spirit that Jesus is the reliever, the release, the forgiver of sin. He's the deliverer. And you need to know within your heart and soul this morning that He's got nothing but good news for you. You have prayed, you've repented, but this comes back and causes shame and condemnation. Be released now in the name of Jesus. Leave it under the blood. He says, I separate your sin from the east, as far as the east is from the west. He throws your sins into the sea of His forgetfulness. He's done that for you. Now be released in Jesus' name. Sherry?
Yeah, I have those, please.
Your notes. What I want you to do is turn in the scriptures this morning, and I want you to go to Acts chapter 19. Thank you. We're going to go to Acts chapter 19. I've got some thoughts to share with you on the journey, but I want to ask you, first of all, even as we take a look at the Word of God, I want to ask you, is there anything too big for God? Is there anything in your life that you think He's not quite big enough for? Now, I know you might not sit there and tangibly come to that thought, but in your soul, the anxiousness sometimes gets wrapped up in that perspective. It's too big. Do you think there's anything hidden from the Lord that He can't see? Anything in your life that He's not aware of? The Bible tells us nothing is impossible with God. Not the situation on the streets, not the situation in your heart. Nothing is too difficult for Him. So, why don't we believe that He hears us? The Bible gives us an answer to this. How do we ensure that He hears us? Let me give you a few points and thoughts just quickly as we take a look at this. And then I'm going to go to the scriptures. And I want you to hold your place in Acts chapter 19. We'll be there this morning. How do we ensure He hears us? By walking humbly with our God. By coming down. If we humble ourselves before the Lord, He hears us and ministers to us. I have watched with interest even Christians get caught up in the spirit of division that's all over Facebook and all over the media. The media is pumping this anger, this venom, and this hatred and this division out. And some in the body of Christ are getting caught up on this. I've watched it. I've watched people say, pastors don't know what they're doing. We should be doing this. What's wrong with you guys? Instead of saying, you know, I'm praying for my pastor. I'm praying for the leaders of my church because we're a family together. And together, we're gonna go on with the Lord. Just be careful what spirit you drink of. Walk humbly with our God. Secondly, stay cleansed by His blood. Keep short accounts with God. You and I, we need Him. Now, I understand some people understand, and the perspective is, when He went to the cross of Calvary, He poured out His blood, we were forgiven, we were delivered, forgiven for past, present, and future. He's forgiven our sins, and when you surrender your life to Him, you are heaven bound. But if you remain, and you don't die immediately, the Lord's going to continue to fashion you and me, to mold us into His image. Spiritual formation to make us like Jesus. Don't you want to be like Jesus? I do. So we let Him have His work. We walk humbly and we stay under the blood of Jesus and deal with any sin. You don't let anything separate you from God. Thirdly, by recognizing, as we've spoken, our utter need for Him. What I'm answering is, how do we ensure He hears us? We recognize our complete and utter need for Him. Fourth, by loving and forgiving each other. Don't block hearing His voice because you haven't spoken forgiveness. And even if you can't be with that person you might have any difficulty with, forgive them in your heart. Express it out of your mouth. Speak forgiveness before anybody's even asked forgiveness, because sometimes people don't ask, but they still need it. So forgive. All right, let's listen. How do we know He hears us? This is the confidence, 1 John 5:14 and 15, that we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us according to His will, we know He hears us. Whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we've asked of Him. Listen to verse 14 out of the Message. How bold and free we then become in His presence, freely asking according to His will, sure that He is listening. Romans 8, 26 through 28 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now He who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to give some thoughts. We're talking about this morning the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is part two, and we're going to get to the gift of tongues. A lot of people are fascinated by tongues. Some haven't heard of it. Some have heard of it and don't understand. We're going to take a look and see what the Scripture says, and it's a power. It's an absolutely powerful gift for all of us as believers. Let's take a look at Jesus, though. First of all, we're going to understand the principles of Scripture. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The way. What does that mean? Hodos. Hodas. Hodas is a road. By implication, it means the progress, the journey you're on. And it means we're on a journey with the Lord. He's our way, our truth, and the life. You've heard it. Some people have said, maybe you've even said, I've lost my way. I can't find the way. Jesus is the way. What's the answer for the world? Jesus is the way. He's the journey. He's the road. How do you discover his road for you? Number one, make it your first priority to follow him. Number two, tell him you want him. He's your first priority. Tell him. Yeah, oh, the Lord knows. Now tell him. Tell him you want him. That you want his direction in your life. Number three, be humble. We've already spoken about it a little bit. But be humble. Watch your spirit, lest you be deceived. Deception. Pride leads to division and leads to deception. Don't allow your spirit to be caught up in a spirit of deception. To be on the right road, it means we have to humble ourselves with Jesus, be teachable. He'll guide you. Jesus is the way. The Holy Spirit is our guide on this journey. I'm going to mention it again. Do not give yourself to a divisive spirit, because that's a proud spirit, and you'll end up in a pile full of deception. Ever been there? Come on, be honest. Ever been there? Sure. But the Lord forgives and changes our heart. If you get critical towards somebody, critical toward what the church is doing or not doing, why don't you pray for that instead? Pray for those pastors. Pray for those people. For whatever it is the person is going through that you don't like, pray for that person. Once you've invested your heart in the right direction with humility and grace by the Spirit of the Lord, God can minister healing power. Some of you might have taken cruises back in the days when they were doing them, or you've gone to other cities and you've taken tours, and you take a tour with a guide. And if you're in a land where they speak a different language, or there's a lot of people in the group, not only will they hold a sign saying, this is the group, number 19, or whatever it is, they also give you a microphone and an earphone, a microphone and an earphone, especially, that you plug in, so you can see them, and so that you can hear them. The guide gives a walking tour. And if you want to learn the journey, you've got to stick with the guide. The Holy Spirit is your guide. The Lord, the Word of God. We need the church of Jesus, the family of God. Those things help you follow the signs and hear his voice. John 14, 1 through 6, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I go to prepare a mansion for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and bring you there with me. Thomas said to the Lord, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And that's the context if he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Number three, the truth. What he says is truth. And if you're not following him on the journey, on his road, listening to his voice, you're not going to know the truth. It's all involved in how our spirit hears the voice of the Lord. What's Jesus doing? Where's Jesus going? Pardon me. What's he doing? And how can I get there with him and be with him on that journey? Bishop Mark Sharona talks a lot about that. I may not have had the three things perfectly, but the whole point is, where's Jesus going? What is Jesus doing? And how can I go and be with him on that journey? The way. Number two, the truth. And number three, the life. That word life in the Greek is zoe. And it means eternal life, the never-ending life, the presence of God, the very life of God himself that enables you, empowers you, enlivens you, quickens you. The life. Revelation 22 tells us that he shows me a pure river, the water of life flowing from the throne of God, clear as crystal, pure, drinkable, wonderful, precious, and on either side of it is the tree of life, and it bears fruit for all seasons. So there's water of life and there's fruit to eat for hungry and thirsty people. Are you hungry and thirsty for the Spirit of God? The way, the truth, and the life. The tree of life is in the garden. And the tree of life is also at the end in Revelation. And his river flows all through all the scripture, teaching us, showing us the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Disciples need God's fresh breath. Last week we talked about Acts 2, Acts 4, Acts 8, Acts 10. We talked about 1 Corinthians where Paul teaches 1 Corinthians chapters 12 through 14. We talked about the oracle at Delphi and why speaking in tongues was confusing for some. But the instruction is, here's what it's all about. Don't deny. Don't forbid speaking in tongues. Don't quench the Spirit. Don't stop prophesying, etc. Paul teaches on the gifts, the offices, the manifestations of the Spirit, and then he tells us all the cream filling to the Oreo cookie, which is love, chapter 13. It's all to be expressed in a spirit of love. In 1 Corinthians 14, 15, Paul says about himself, he prays in the Spirit, he prays with the understanding. He sings with the Spirit, he sings with the understanding. Verse 18, Paul says, I thank God I speak in tongues more than you all. And he's finding and teaching just what happened in Acts. The Spirit of God was poured out and all were able to receive. And the most usual, not the only, but the most usual accompanying sign is the gift and the release of speaking in tongues. There's a private prayer language. There's a public speaking in tongues. Now, in a public gathering, when everything quiets down and out comes a message with tongues, the Bible teaches that must be interpreted for the edifying of the saints. The private prayer language you could do any day throughout the day. You're in control. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. But you could be praying in tongues in your prayer time, because sometimes we don't know what to pray for. And we need strength. We're confused or whatever. As you pray, the Spirit of God will pray through you in a beautiful prayer language. Now, some people quote 1 Corinthians 14, verse 5. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 5, I would that you all spoke with tongues, but rather that you prophesy. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaks in tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. And people will say, see, speaking in tongues is not important. It's prophecy that's most important. So let me just ask you in a friendly way. So are you prophesying? Are you prophesying the word of the Lord? In other words, let the Spirit of God flow through you. But what I want to show you, I had out here for quite some time, a Greek interlinear New Testament, Nestle/Marshall, Greek interlinear New Testament, published in 1958. Here's how that verse reads in the Greek. Now I wish you all to speak in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 5. And then it says, but rather in order that you may prophesy. The whole point is, as you speak in your private heavenly love language with the Lord, as you speak in tongues, tongues of men and angels, tongues that you haven't learned. And Acts 2, it was a language that other people could understand. And later you see Acts 4, you see Acts 8, you see the Holy Spirit poured out, they heard them speak with tongues, and it doesn't say that that was only a natural language. It's tongues of heaven and angels. But when you speak in tongues, you're edified, you're built up. Why? Then you're more sensitive to hear the voice of the Lord to minister a prophetic word. All right, let's talk about Acts 19 if you go there. Turn to Acts chapter 19, please. Paul is an incredible apostle of spiritual formation. His whole burden is that people have the foundations right so we can be the kind of disciples the Lord wants us to be. So Acts 19, verses 1 through 6, and it happened while Apollos, I'm reading from the New King James, while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And and finding some disciples. He said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? These were believers. So they said, we have not even so much as heard whether there be any Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him who should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul, verse 6, had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Paul knew they needed something more. They'd been water baptized. They'd been repenting. But the Lord has another additional powerful gift for you. I grew up going to church. I've told you before that when I was a little kid, I couldn't stand going to church. It didn't make a difference to me. But there came a time where I really did surrender to the Lord. But I went to church with my mom, who was a preacher's kid, and I didn't have the power to walk this life. I was told I was supposed to be a good Christian. I'm going, oh, okay, fine, how? I was only told part of the gospel. But the full gospel, when I surrendered to the Lord really and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there was the power, the enabling, the dunamis is the Greek word, that enabled me to walk with and minister through the Spirit of God to other people. And the staying power and fire in your spirit comes from Him, the Holy Spirit. Now, did that instantly perfect me? Ain't no way. And those of you who know me best know that most. But I'm still growing. And I still got fire in my heart all these years later. And I'm so grateful for the Holy Spirit baptism in my life. Now, in John, he breathes on his disciples. But in Acts, there's an overwhelming baptism in the Holy Spirit. Now, some of you may say to me, Pastor Kev, I tried. I'm going to urge you how to receive. I'm going to urge you, first of all, take down the firewall. Take it down. Because some resist, some have fear. I prayed once, it didn't happen. Some say, if God wants me to have this, he'll give it to me. Well, he's not going to force anything to you or on you. He's a gentleman. But some are afraid. If I pray, something else is going to get involved. How do I really know it's God? Listen to the heart of the scripture about this very issue in Luke 11. The verses are 11 through 13. If the son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? If your kid came up to you and said, Dad, as a little kid, Mom, can I have a piece of bread? Would you give him a rock to put in his mouth? Not unless you had to. I know there's some places where they have no food, but I'm talking about if you have the food to give. Of course not. Or if he asked for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Of course you wouldn't. Or if he asks for an egg, verse 12, will he offer him a scorpion? This is a Luke 11, verses 11 through 13. And the answer is, of course not. Verse 13, if you then, being evil, in other words, compared to God, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them who ask him? The Bible says, if any man lack, let him pray. Need more wisdom? You need his words, the right season, discernment, the wisdom of God, his direction in your life. You need to have more sensitivity to the Spirit. You have a burden in your heart you can't offload, and you need to let the Spirit of God pray through you so you can give it to God. Do you need more strength in your life? That's what speaking in tongues is for. Take down the firewall. Number two, be an eager responder. Acts 2, verse 41, those who gladly received his word were baptized. That day 3,000 were added. Number three, express your love to him and receive his for you. So, Lord, I take down the firewall. I come to you with a hungry heart. And I move away from doubt. And I believe you love me and I love you. This is all about a love relationship with Jesus. Ask his forgiveness for any sin, hatred against anybody else. Set yourself free from that. Let him set you free as you speak forgiveness. Then renounce the occult. I'm serious about this. A lot of people don't think this stuff is a big deal anymore. This stuff causes your spirit to be unclean, and the Holy Spirit is going to come inhabit a prepared vessel. Get rid of any of the occult stuff. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Tarot cards, horoscopes, all the rest of the stuff that everybody thinks is just great nowadays. It's not just great. It'll pollute your spirit, and you won't hear right from the Lord. Renounce it. Means I repent for touching it, Lord, and I put it away from me. I thrust it away. I know people that when they got saved and surrendered to the Spirit, threw away their Ouija boards, threw away their tarot cards, threw away, renounced all the stuff. Just put it away. If you're in witchcraft, demonology, you're involved in stuff that is witchcraft, renounce it, get rid of it. Keep your spirit clean if you want to be a prepared vessel. Then pray and praise Him. As you pray, Lord, baptize me in your Holy Spirit. I want you to then quietly listen to it. The Holy Spirit's going to put some syllables in your heart. You're going to go, wow, what is that? There's something, a different language that you haven't known. After you're quiet, you listen to Him, then begin to speak them out. Now, you can do this on your own. You can pray with somebody else. The Bible talks about laying on of hands. It's a lot easier to do it on your own right now. That's where we are. But receive the gift of God. Yes, He does this. The most common sign of receiving this is that gift of speaking in tongues. But the result is a fresh move of the Lord in your life. Maybe some feel heat or strength, or they receive healing. But give the Lord liberty. You know, some people have benefited. Pat Boone, back in, a long time ago, wrote a book called A New Song. And he said somebody told him, you've got to do what only you can do, and God does what only He can do. He's not going to have you drop your jaw and language is going to come out. You have to use your tongue, your vocal cords. You listen quietly, begin to form those syllables. Take the initiative on your own. Nobody's there to be embarrassed. But you step out and you begin to form those syllables. God will turn it into a prayer language. I have seen it hundreds and hundreds of times. God does this work. It's all through the ages. God does it. What's the result? Fresh enthusiasm, fresh love for the Lord, fresh love for His Word and His people. He does what only He can do. We've sat in meetings, speaking in tongues privately, and everybody together can do this. It's not a quiet moment where it has to be interpreted. And we sat next to people, one gal one time, one lady one time. All of a sudden, she just burst out in laughter and began to cry. The reason is she had grown up in an ambassador's home who had been an ambassador in the Middle Eastern countries. As she listened to the person next to her speaking in tongues who did not know that language, she understood the words, and they were praising Jesus. He knows what to do. Then you take those words and you keep praying. When you were a little kid, you didn't start your language immediately. You used the syllables, you kept forming them, you kept fashioning them, you kept learning and growing. As you keep speaking in tongues, your language will grow. And in fact, the Lord will move through you in different ways. If you're in strong warfare, intercession, there'll be a different tongue sometimes than you have when you're just giving Him the language of praise and love. Now, in a moment, I'm going to pray for you. I want you to hear one other scripture. Revelation 22:17 says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. And let him who thirsts come. Whosoever desires, let him take of the water of life freely." Now, I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. I want you to raise your hands, and I want you to just surrender to the Lord. Follow me in prayer, and let's just give Him opportunity to move. Lord Jesus, I come to You now. First, I surrender my life to You. Wash me clean by Your blood. I renounce any occult. I turn away from it. Lord, I repent from hating anybody else in my heart. And I forgive them now in Jesus' name. By faith, I receive Your forgiveness. I receive Your mercy. And I receive You. Jesus, baptize me now. In Your Holy Spirit, I pray. Release in me the river of God. the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I receive you now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now just wait on him. Now just begin to form those syllables. Speak it out. And the Holy Spirit is going to give you a new language. It's not crazy, it's the Holy Spirit. He is so good. We praise and worship you, Lord Jesus. And we give you room. Just let the Spirit of God flow in and through you today. He loves you so much. This is his business. He won't give you a rock. He won't give you a serpent. Your Heavenly Father gives the Holy Spirit to those who love him and ask him. Now, we're here. Pastor Kevin Hunter at gmail.com. Pastor Sherry Hunter at S-H-E-R-R-I. Pastor Sherry Hunter at gmail.com. Write us. If you have questions, write us. We'd be delighted and honored to help you. But I believe many of you, if you had not yet received this, are receiving this today, receiving him, the Holy Spirit, in a fresh way. If you've already received this gift, speak out in a fresh tongue and just basically surrender again to him and let him move through you. You'll also find our messages at gracechristiancenter.us, on YouTube at GCC Port Ludlow, and they stay right here at GCC Port Ludlow on Facebook. If we could be of strength to you further, that is our delight and our joy. Pastor Sherry is going to return, and we're going to participate in communion. Pastor Sherry, let me pull a chair over for you.
There we go. There we go.
Hi, everybody. That was a great message, Pastor Kev. You know, I've read that. How many times have I read those scriptures about the road to Emmaus? And I did not.
The road to Ephesus?
To Emmaus. The road to Emmaus.
Okay.
I know. I've got my city. I've got my town.
Okay, gotcha.
Anyway, you know, I didn't realize Jesus saw they needed something more. And he had them baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, that's right.
Spoke in tongues. It says it right there.
That's right.
Not only that, they prophesied.
Yep.
So maybe you haven't prophesied yet. Who knows what might happen? Hallelujah. Speak in tongues.
Love it.
Great message. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 32 from the Passion Translation. I have handed down to you what came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. The same night in which he was handed over, he took bread and gave thanks. Then he distributed it to the disciples and said, "Take and eat your fill. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." He did the same with the cup of wine after the supper and said, "This cup seals the new covenant with my blood. Drink it, and whenever you drink this, do it to remember me. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are retelling the story, proclaiming our Lord's death until he comes. For this reason, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in the wrong spirit will be guilty of dishonoring the body and the blood of the Lord."
Yes.
"So let each individual first evaluate his own attitude and then only eat the bread and drink the cup. For continually eating and drinking with a wrong spirit will bring judgment upon yourself by not recognizing the body. This insensitivity is why many of you are weak, chronically ill, and some even dying. If you do not sit in judgment of others, you will avoid judgment on yourself. But when we are judged, it is the Lord's training so that we will not be condemned with the world." Hey, he does not want us condemned with the world. Let's take a moment right now to examine ourselves and get ready to receive this blessed sacrament.
Yes. Yes.
Let us pray. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell with him, and he in us. Let's take the bread. Thank you, Lord, for letting your body be broken and bruised for our healing. Yes. Thank you for offering up yourselves on our behalf. Let's partake.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Taking the cup. Jesus, you shed your blood to wash away our sins.
Yes, Lord.
And now we give thanks for this provision, and we bless the cup as we partake of your grace, as your blood washes us white as snow. Let's partake together.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, our precious Father, for your provision of Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus, for your life lived sinlessly and for your faithful obedience and for your enduring the humiliation, enduring the pain and suffering for our sins. Thank you for the mystery of communion of which we just partook.
Yes.
Thank you for the spiritual food that you have richly provided for us. Thank you for creating the body of Christ, the church.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you providing a way for our relationships to be restored with you and with one another. Help us to continue to live in grace and love, that we, as members of Grace Christian Center, might further your kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Thank you for this sacrament. Amen.
Amen, Pastor Sherry.
Amen.
Sit right here as we get ready close. I thought I would just show you, if you want some more information on this, there's a series of books that's written by a wonderful woman who's passed on to the Lord now, Gerda Brown, Spiritual Gifts for Today. It's a 4-volume series that talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. She was a wonderful teacher. Bill Brown and Gerda traveled around the world. They've got tons of churches they've birthed. And he still fathers, he and Barbara, now minister around the world, Uganda, Mexico, other places. And Gerda was an incredible teacher. And this would give you some further insights if you desire. And so, Spiritual Gifts for Today. Now, there's a lot of materials available, but this is one of the nicest, or a really great book about the baptism of the Holy Spirit as well. Graham Truscott is also a man of God who's passed on, but it's called You Shall Receive Power. You probably find all of these on Amazon. Now, if you want to go find out more about the charismatic renewal itself, here's a book called The Power of His Presence, also written by Graham Truscott, one of the classics in the charismatic move, and it talks about the tabernacle of David and praise and worship being our ministry in New Testament times. So you might really prosper by those. Well, it's been a rich time.
Yes, it has.
And I know we've kept you a few extra minutes, but we pray you've been blessed and strengthened, and don't hesitate to write us here, and go to gracechristiancenter.us for other messages. As well, there's a whole series on there about the gifts of the Spirit and the offices of the Spirit, etc., that the Lord gives, the ministrations. So we invite you there. Well, receive the blessing of the Lord. If you'd raise your hands, receive the word of the Lord to you. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We impart that blessing to your people now, Lord, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, for all that you do in and through us. Lord, we're just plain in love with you. In Jesus' name, bless your people. Amen.
Amen.
Have a fantastic day in the Lord. God be with you and bless you all, and thank you for being with us this morning.